This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. North Korea fired two unidentified projectiles on Tuesday morning from South Pyongan province near toward the east, South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said on Monday evening, U.S. time. The launches came immediately after North Korea said on Monday it was willing to restart nuclear talks with the United States in late September. The launch is the eighth by North Korea since U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met at the heavily militarized border between the two Koreas in June. A senior Trump administration official said, "We are aware of reports of projectiles launched from North Korea. We are continuing to monitor the situation and consulting closely with our allies in the region." U.S. President Donald Trump is denying he overruled Vice President Mike Pence and other administration officials about hosting the Taliban at Camp David for peace talks. Meanwhile, some fear the quick turnaround of the talks will lead to more violence in Afghanistan. VOA's Jim Bertel has more.
Many fear a possible new wave of Taliban killings after President Donald Trump abruptly called off talks with the insurgent group, which vows to continue its fight against what it calls foreign occupation. Trump's surprise weekend announcement came shortly after a string of highly sensitive days in Afghanistan, including the anniversary of the killing of a powerful anti-Taliban commander. It's not immediately clear whether the U.S. Taliban talks would resume on ending nearly 18 years of fighting. Jim Bertel, VOA News.
President Trump told reporters Monday it was his idea to schedule the meeting at Camp David this past weekend and his idea to cancel it at the last minute. He said he did not discuss the idea with anyone else. U.S. news outlets had reported that Vice President Mike Pence and the administration's national security advisor, John Bolton, had voiced objections to holding the meeting at Camp David. This is VOA News.